dancing his butt off in the producer booth over there. And it is November 16th. Happy November 16th, everybody. And that is Elton John singing
Step Into Christmas.
Step Into Christmas, a classic Elton hit.
Embrace it.
If there's ever been one. There's Tiny Dancer and there's Step Into Christmas. Where'd you find that song?
I heard it on XM last year.
Oh, okay.
And it's just been in my head ever since.
So some people don't know this, Zach. Yeah. Obviously, people know I'm a big proponent of the holiday season beginning November 1st. You are less outspoken about this belief, sure, but you are very much with me.
To an extent.
Every time I drive past you every morning.
Yeah.
We normally stop in the middle of the road and pull our windows down and talk to each other.
We do.
And you are blasting Christmas music.
Yeah.
Every morning.
What I try to do is play it when November starts. I don't decorate until the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Then I'll put the tree up. I'll go cut down the tree. We'll decorate. We'll do everything.
The whole nine.
I don't want to say that around you anymore because I feel like you you want me to say it.
I love when you say that.
So yeah, I'll do that in the Saturday after Thanksgiving. But I'll play Christmas music now.
Okay.
Can't get enough of it.
Hey, I'm
proud
of you.
It's the happiest time of the year.
Proud to know you.
Why are people hating on it?
Honestly, this is the happiest time of year. Yes, because the holidays are here, but also for me personally, when postseason football coincides with basketball, mm-hmm, like I don't think you understand how happy that makes me.
The best time of year is just getting going. It's in the swing of things now.
What is this?
Football, and we're good to go right
hockey?
There. Yeah, play a little hockey. Are we going to Greenville tonight?
Are the Swamp Rabbits playing tonight?
I think the old Swamp Rabbits might be playing tonight.
Zach, if you paid attention to the show at all, you'd understand that I am on the call of women's basketball tonight.
That's right, I forgot.
As we have mentioned multiple times on air.
If I had paid attention to my own schedule, I'm running that broadcast.
You are running those broadcasts. We will make it to a Swamp Rabbit game. It's happening. Because I have never been to a hockey game. Hockey match.
That's kind of a, I mean,
hockey contest.
They're fun. Game's good.
Hockey.
Let's stick with game.
Okay. Game.
Let's stick with game.
Game. Deal. All right. Before we head back into our Heisman discussion and get off of this nonsense, we're going to talk about the Greenville Jerky Company. Local grass-fed premium beef jerky. They make it fresh, weekly, hand-cut top rounds, marinated for 24 hours with natural ingredients, cooked to perfection. No nitrates, no preservatives, no MSG, no ingredients you can't pronounce, just Carolina-raised beef featuring local ingredients. Sold in their company store, Greenville Jerky and Vine, on Main Street in downtown Greenville. You can also find it in better breweries and bottle shops around Greenville, as well as their online store. They have 9 amazing flavors. These just sound so good. Beef, cracked pepper, chipotle, teriyaki, steak in a pouch, apple, maple, bourbon. That sounds like a Thanksgiving jerky. Peach brandy moonshine. That sounds like a Zach Orr jerky. Hot and spicy Serrano. I think I said that right. And Carolina Red. I mean, that just sounds so good. So delicious. No preservatives. Check them out today. The Greenville Jerky Company. And let's dive back into this, guys, because we kind of were talking Heisman. Then Kwok called his own show and we had to talk to him. And, you know, he just kind of threw us off.
Number 5 on your list.
Number 5. Well, real quick, I did have to give my reason why I think Mason Rudolph is so low.
Okay.
I teased that out, and then I just didn't tell anybody.
Oh, okay.
It was really well planned.
What do you got?
Really well planned. So, for Mason Rudolph, obviously his numbers are great. His numbers are almost equal to Baker's. So, there's this question as to why is he not up there. He's thrown 6 picks all year, which is very good. 4 of those have come in the 2 biggest games of his season. He threw 2 against TCU. He threw 2 against Oklahoma State. They lost both of those games. And I think when you compare Baker and Mason, they're so similar that you have to look for these discrepancies and you have to be very nitpicky. And that's one of the things is that Mason really has not had a Heisman moment. He's led his teams to big wins. They've defeated West Virginia and Iowa State, and they have some decent wins and they're top 15 in the poll. But he just doesn't have the Heisman moments, the winning moments that Baker Mayfield has. And he hasn't been exactly, I mean, as good as he possibly can be in those big games. Does that make sense? Am I being too nitpicky with Mason?
I mean, 4 interceptions is what stands between 6th and 1st place, is what you're telling me?
Well, I mean, and I think part of it too is there's a lot of factors here. It's nuanced. Oklahoma State is different than Oklahoma. It's just different. He has 2 losses. Baker has 1.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma State's not in the playoff discussion. Oklahoma is. Baker Mayfield has had 3 impressive years of just touchdown after touchdown after touchdown. This is Mason's 2nd year. there's more to the conversation, but I think when you, the main difference between Mason and Baker is that Baker has won the big games. He's had quote unquote Heisman moments. He's also had some bad moments. I'm not trying to, you know, forget that they almost lost to Baylor or that he lost to Iowa State. But I think the bottom line is that Mason has not won the big game yet this year.
I'm with you on that. And I can pick it up what you're putting down. I like it.
Okay. OU also beat Ohio State. I mean, there's that too.
We'll get to that.
Okay. We'll get to that. Another person on this list, in my bottom three, in my second tier, you have to talk about Saquon Barkley.
He's in your second
tier. He's in my second tier.
Goodness.
And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. I'm hard to impress, Zach.
I guess so.
His team's 8-2.
Okay? They are.
They had a tough loss to Ohio State, a bad loss to Michigan State, and honestly, they beat Iowa, and that's a win, but they escaped. They escaped Iowa. And we'll talk about that game a little later when we talk about the five best games. If we get to that, we'll see. We have a lot to get to. Here's Saquon Barkley's numbers real quick. He has 166 attempts, 899 yards on the year, 11 touchdowns, 3 receiving touchdowns, so 14 total TDs. But here's the stat, Zach. 5.4 yards per carry. That's not good enough. He has not been efficient enough. So when you add in this lack of efficiency and the fact that against Ohio State, he had 21 attempts for 44 yards, that's abysmal. Besides, he had that kickoff return, but after that, he did nothing. He hasn't been efficient enough. He hasn't been as good as last year. And where's his Heisman moment? I mean, he was good against Iowa. He was very good against Iowa. But that was, when was that game? Late September, early October?
The Iowa game was September 23rd.
We forget about that. We're not going to look back on September, unless you're Lamar Jackson, and say, hey, here's the Heisman. He's had one game where he really impressed on the national stage. Against Ohio State, against Michigan State, he's been a flop. That's what's hurt him.
Brutal, by the way. This is brutal because Saquon Barkley has been the darling of the Heisman discussion so far this year.
When you look at Barkley and compare him to my two other running backs, it's not even close.
Listen,
it's not
I'm
even
with
close.
You. I just expected you to have him up top. Like, I didn't think you'd have him this low. Because if you look at his stats, the game-by-game breakdown, he has three games over 100 yards this year. They've played 10 games. He got three over 100. They've played the likes of Rutgers. He rushed the ball 14 times for 35 yards against Rutgers.
That's terrible.
14 and 35 against Rutgers. So you can tell me how this guy is the next coming. He's going to be Adrian Peterson the next level. He's great. He's a little known. He's been good this year, but he hasn't been Heisman worthy this year. So I'm glad that you pointed it out and brought it up. I couldn't agree more with that. He's at the bottom of the list, if he's on the list at all right now.
Right. You're exactly right. And I look at that, Zach, we agree. And I'm glad you bring up the 100-yard rushing games because when you compare those to my other two running backs, again, that number blows you away because he just hasn't really done it. He's had three 100-yard games. One was Akron. Okay, sure. The Iowa game, he was incredible. He rushed for 211 yards. But again, that was September 23rd. We forget September. He had 100 against Michigan in a blowout. But in the big games, he hasn't shown up. And one thing that's hurting him too is his numbers really aren't standing up well to his numbers last year. Last year, he was really impressive. And even when you're trying to win the Heisman, you'll see it with Lamar Jackson too. Sometimes you can't live up to the precedent you set for yourself. And that's what Saquon Barkley is dealing with a little bit. Last year, he ran for 1,500 yards, 18 touchdowns. He also caught 4 touchdowns. He was really good. And Penn State, again, had that great run to a Big Ten championship. I think last year's kind of hurting him as well.
Are they using McSorley too much up there? Is that what's hurting him right now? Because he's getting 14, 21 against Ohio State, 15, 16. He's gotten 20-plus carries only 3 times this season.
That's not enough. That's not enough for Saquon
Barkley.
Feed
that man. Let him
run. What's weird, though, is I think they're using McSorley too much with McSorley's legs. It's not like they're making McSorley pass the ball as much. I mean, I think against Michigan State, maybe that was the problem. McSorley passed the ball 47 times. But when you look at the Ohio State game, he passed the ball 29 times, 21 against Rutgers. You would think if you have Saquon Barkley in your backfield, you give him the ball at least 20 times a game.
He needs to get it
at least
every time, every single game.
I agree with you on that, Zach. I'm with you on that one. So let's talk about my two other running backs, okay, that we've yet to mention.
Is it another one at number 4?
We'll go. This is number 4. It's
okay.
Number 4.
All right.
I would be kind of surprised if you've heard of this guy. Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor is your
Jonathan
number four guy?
Jonathan Taylor. Why? Have you heard of him?
I have. Why?
Who does he play for?
I have no idea. I just know the name.
Well, who he plays for is a big reason. He plays for Wisconsin.
Oh, that's why.
His team's undefeated.
Yes.
His team's undefeated. When you look at, for example, you were saying Saquon Barkley, where are your 100-yard rushing games? Jonathan Taylor has rushed for 100-plus yards in 7 of Wisconsin's 10 football games. He has 7 100-plus rushing yard games, and his other 3, he's had at least 70 yards.
Your boy's a freshman.
He's a freshman.
Your boy's a freshman.
And that's why, realistically, he's probably not going to win it. I mean, he plays for Wisconsin. That's also tough. But
New Jersey native, just so you know.
Hey, there you go. Look at that. When you look at his numbers, Zach, 219 attempts. They're using him. They're using him more than Penn State's using Saquon. 1,525 yards, 12 touchdowns. And here's the kicker. What did I tell you Barkley's yards per carry was? 5.4, right?
5.4, yep.
Jonathan Taylor, 7 yards a carry.
Oh, mama.
7 yards a carry. And I know Wisconsin hasn't really played many big games, all right? But 157 yards against Iowa, 183 against Indiana, 219 against Purdue, 250 against Nebraska. He's had 700-yard games. That's huge. That's huge. And they're using him. He's had 20-plus attempts in every game except for 4 of them. In all the recent games, he's getting, you know, close to 30 carries. This guy is a big reason why Wisconsin's 10-0. He is the most productive player on the number 5 team in the country. He's averaging 7 yards per carry, and most people have never heard of him. He has to be in the discussion. He has to be.
Yeah, I'm with you. You sold me on Jonathan Taylor.
And I love to. He has such a basic name. I wish he had a better name. You know what I mean? I wish he had a better name. I wish he was more flashy.
I just pulled it up. You pull him up on ESPN for the stats site, and they don't even have a picture of him up on the website.
Oh.
It's just the Wisconsin logo. Poor guy.
He's a freshman. He has the most basic name in the world. His name is pretty much John Doe, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He plays for Wisconsin, the most basic and boring team in the country. But they're 10-0. They're number 5 in the country. They're threatening for the playoff. This guy's been incredible. I think he can have some sort of Heisman moment against Michigan this weekend in terms of that being really just the biggest game of the weekend with a lot of these rough games coming up on Saturday. If he can put together 150 yards against Michigan, they get a win. I think he moves up a little bit. It hurts him that he's a freshman. It does. But he has to be in the discussion, Zach.
I'll give it to you, but right now for me, it's still a 3-horse race.
It's a 3-horse race.
It is.
And I'm glad you bring that up because we will get to those horses in the next segment. I think we pretty much agree on the big 3. We'll give our order and who should be in New York. Remember, last year they invited 5 guys. So they could this year. We'll see. It was kind of rare to see that. We will talk the rest of this Heisman discussion and we'll get to the 5 best games of the year. If you don't know who Jonathan Taylor is, look him up because that guy's going to be a player and he deserves to be in the Heisman discussion. Out of Bounds will continue with our next segment in a moment.
The Clemson Tigers Network. It's another exciting day at Death Valley this Saturday. The Tigers are taking on the Bulldogs of the Citadel. It's Purple Out Day as we celebrate our seniors and show our appreciation for the members of the military. It's always an exciting day in Clemson, and you'll hear every minute of it here starting with the Tiger Tailgate Show, only on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Game day starts with the Tiger pregame show at 6 a.m. on 105.5 The Roar.
Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, live in concert on Tuesday, December 5th at Bon Secours Wellness Arena. Tickets on sale now at the venue box office and at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa, don't miss your chance to experience the guitar event of the year.
The weather's getting cooler. While the great deals are just heating up at George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less and travelers rest, drive home in a 2018 front-wheel drive Escape SE with Select Shift. Only $21,948 after $2,000 rebate, plus tax and tag. And absolutely no dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. Serving you for over 86 years and 4 generations. George Coleman Ford, for the ride of a lifetime.
to you, our customers, it has been a fabulous year at Engineered Sleep, and the best is just going to get better. We are already planning our Engineered Sleep Black Friday sale. What better way to end one year and begin another than with 50% off custom mattresses? Or maybe you'll be interested in this sale. Buy a mattress and get an adjustable bed at wholesale price. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to buy the perfect bed, there is no better time than now. If your house is going to be full for the holidays, don't make your relatives sleep on a lumpy, uncomfortable bed. Engineered Sleep has created the ultimate guest mattress just for you. You'll be the envy of the family, but be prepared. They may want to stay longer. The Black Friday sale at Engineered Sleep is your opportunity for your best sleep experience. Engineered Sleep, 864-630-5206, or visit their showroom on Congaree Road.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their fall special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply from your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers!
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom just because. Online purchase and print from your computer only at urbannirvana.com.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Your local South Carolina Pork Board and South Carolina Soybean Board are proud supporters of Clemson Tiger football. Join Kelly and Brad Sinkev this Friday from noon to 3 at the Smoking Pig in Pendleton. Enjoy some of the state's best barbecue as the Tigers get ready to take on Citadel. We'll have tickets to give away, and we'll talk to our local farmers that make great-tasting barbecue possible. This Friday from noon to 3 at Smoking Pig, powered by your local South Carolina Pork and Soybean Board. Pork powered by soy.
Welcome to Miami!
Does your credit need help? Call Masters Credit Consultants today to repair, rebuild, and restore your credit. It's easy. Just call or go online and get a free consultation to determine the best solution for your credit needs. Masters Credit is locally owned, and their certified credit specialists will analyze your credit file and get you on a path to a new and improved credit score. Call Masters Credit today at 864-249-9466 or online at masterscredit.com.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Hurry in now to get a delicious country fried steak biscuit. Only $1.99 for a limited time.
Out of Bounds is on the air.
You represent the government of juvenile delinquents.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
I knew my rent was going to be late about a week ago. I worked my ass off, but I still can't pay it though. But I got just enough to get off in this club and have me a good time. Before my time is up, hey, let's get it out.
Rolls on here, hour two, live from the Priority One Security Studios here at WCCP, the world headquarters, the global headquarters, and we're jamming us a pit bull. Mr. 305. Zach, thank you so much for that pit bull. You've done great with the song selection today, I think.
As opposed to Tuesdays?
Tuesday. Oh, yeah. Well, Tuesday, you say it yourself. On Tuesday, you set out to basically ruin my day.
Is that what you're trying to accomplish? Vice versa today?
No. Does it appear that way?
No, it's fine.
It's fine. So we actually have an update. Of course, we're on commercial here for the game. So I'm gonna find the score. But the South Carolina men's basketball team is in a battle right now.
In the Puerto Rico tip-off.
Being played.
In Myrtle.
Myrtle Beach. Because sadly, we had to move that, of course. They're playing Illinois State. Is that right? Illinois State. And right now, okay, here we have the score.
It's Illinois State Redbirds? Is that correct?
Yeah, of course. It's on ESPN2. Illinois State leads South Carolina 53-50 with 4:20 to play.
A Final Four team they lead?
In the quarterfinal of the Puerto Rico tip-off.
Goodness gracious.
This team is not going to be a Final Four team. That South Carolina team lost a lot of key pieces.
First of all, how dare you? It's a culture down there now.
You can't just lose Sendarius Thornwell and PJ Dozier and all of a sudden think you're going to make the Final Four again.
We don't rebuild down in Columbia. We just reload down there now, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Go Cox.
The women's team, yes. The men's team, no. It's a whole different situation.
Spurs up.
Okay. Spurs up.
Thank you.
Spurs up. I mean, that is a Thanksgiving topic.
Goodness gracious. Spurs up.
You need the bird. If you're having chicken for Thanksgiving.
The women's team looked good last night. I did see them play. At least I thought I saw them play.
Last night?
Two nights ago.
South Carolina?
Yeah.
They played on Monday.
Monday.
They played Maryland.
They're rolling together these days now.
Really good Maryland team.
They played in Clemson. Have you ever played a number one team in your playing career while you were at Clemson?
No. So when I played, South Carolina was obviously very good, but they weren't what they are now. So I think the highest ranked we played South Carolina, I want to say they were 14th or 15th.
That was the highest ranked team you ever played?
Oh, ever? No. We played... We played Notre Dame when they were number two in the country at Notre Dame, and we were down by 1.5. Mm-hmm. It was a good game. It was Notre Dame's first game in the ACC. That's my claim to fame.
There you go.
And funny story, Zachary, a little glory day story for you. I had a good game at Notre Dame, and we started, and I hit two threes off the bat. It's like they hadn't read the scouting report, sure, knowing I was going to shoot, right?
She can shoot.
I hit two threes, and they're All-American. Wasn't guarding me at the time, of course, because why would she be? Their Hall of Fame coach yells at her some expletives, and All-American starts guarding me, and I think I scored once in the final 30 minutes of the game.
What year is this, 2014?
That was 2014. Are you looking at the box score?
Absolutely.
Clemson, Notre Dame?
Yeah.
You can give my stat line out. That was a good game for Kelly. It was one of the better ones. I think that's the highest ranked. We played Maryland when they were top five, and I've played Duke when they were top five. Maryland is still, I'm glad they left the ACC. Maryland is still the best team I ever played at Clemson. One of those Maryland teams.
It wasn't 14.
It was January 2014.
Then it was in Clemson.
It was in Notre Dame.
Well, I'm telling you, that's not what it was.
January 2014. You find it, Zach. I'm going to tell the people about Hanover Mortgage Company. So you found your dream home, and it's now time to find mortgage financing. It can be a daunting task. Just what do you look for? How about a Clemson grad born and raised in the upstate that knows the area and offers a very personalized mortgage experience? Start with Zeke Goffrey at Hanover Mortgage Company. With his 15-plus years in the mortgage industry, Zeke will make your home buying experience a breeze. Zeke can guide you through the mortgage process smoothly and help get you in that dream home as quick as possible. Call Zeke at Hanover Mortgage today. That is 864-516-1376. That is Zeke at Hanover Mortgage. You don't have it, or did you find it?
Are you the leading scorer for Clemson in that game?
Maybe.
You were.
Read the stats. The stats don't lie. Go ahead.
Stats don't lie.
Go ahead.
Let me click for full stats and bio. You had 13 points in that game, 4 rebounds.
Against Saturday?
You did. Not a whole lot in the second half.
Yeah, see, I told you. They put the All-American on me to guard me, and that's never a good recipe for myself.
In the second half, but, you know, it's all right.
What did I shoot from the floor?
It's still loading.
Oh, no. It was ages ago. It was ages ago.
This is ancient
technology. Way back in the glory days. But, no, I never played number one team in the country. South Carolina is not number one. They're number two.
They're in double bonus in the game. Not good. Poor discipline on your end.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Notre Dame was really good. And Zach, so I tell this story. We were up in South Bend, and it was Clemson's first trip to South Bend in any ACC basketball
and
game.
It was snowing.
It was a blizzard. It was
nice.
The Indiana governor declared a state of emergency.
Mm.
All right? That's how bad the blizzard was. 6,000 people showed up to watch Notre Dame play women's basketball.
Gotta love it.
During a state of emergency. It was crazy.
Did you give them the old shush when you hit a couple of threes to start the game?
The three goggles.
Yeah, the three goggles.
The old three. What up?
Kelly didn't talk much trash.
What
Kelly,
up, cuz?
You know, you just got to let your shot.
Good for the
your
brand.
Shot speak for itself. That's the plan.
Yeah.
This is making me uncomfortable. So we're going to get back
your
into the Heisman discussion.
Red a little bit. Tell me about the trash you talked in women's basketball.
Zach, I don't talk trash.
You definitely talk trash.
I just shot. That's all I did.
No, no, no. You're the kind of girl, if I may just talk out loud for a second here. You're the kind of girl that you don't talk trash because you're a classy lady. That's where you are. Your mom and dad raised you right. Shout out to Mrs. or Mrs. Gramlich if you're listening today. But if someone's going to start chirping you over the duration of the game, there's going to be a little chirping back and forth. You're going to respond at some point, especially if you hit a shot in their face.
Okay.
That's right. That's nail on the head, isn't it?
I really...
Hammer me nail. That's right there.
I did not chirp much. I did not. Now, if I had hit a few threes...
Sure, if you're feeling yourself.
And I was... I mean, you know, sometimes any shooters out there, if you were a shooter in high school or whatever, you understand that after you hit a few shots, your whole demeanor changes a bit, right?
Loosen up a little bit. You're excited. Yeah,
I was here. I'll say this. I was more likely to chirp in practice than in the game.
You were too busy, you know, flapping your beak at your own teammates rather than the opponents.
Well, when you're more comfortable with people, you're more likely to chirp.
What
like
a teammate.
I am much more likely to go back and forth with you.
Is that right?
Than some random person, if that's not obvious. Yeah. Or we'll just do it on air and a bunch of random people are listening, but I can only see you and Sam.
That's all right. Let's get back into the Heisman talk. We're going into our top three.
Also, great text. Everybody's a shooter at FIKE.
That is so true. That is completely true.
Text her in the 803. I love this one. Kelly didn't talk trash, but she does refer to herself in the third person.
Kelly Gramlich for three.
That is excellent. Thank you, Texter. Great text. If you want to get in, 986-1566, Health Their Text Line. Literally any topic today.
You ever look
any
at
topic.
Your hands afterwards, like, how hot are these? Like, this is ridiculous.
The Jordan shrug.
I don't know.
Man, I'm feeling it today. Come get on me, All America.
I wish those are great. You know what I still, my favorite celebration for any Clemson player, this is of all sport. I love the three to the head. I love the three goggles. Still, my favorite celebration is Deshaun reaching for the bow and arrow out of his bow and arrow backpack.
Sure.
Loading up the bow and arrow and shooting it. That's still the best one to me. I love that one.
It's a classic at this point.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of Deshaun, let's talk Heisman. Let's talk Heisman. You and I each have a top three.
We do.
And I think we differ, which is crazy.
We do.
Because I don't know how you leave one of my three guys out.
I'm assuming, well, give me the third.
Okay. I'll start with number three. And you're going to roll your eyes, but just hear me out. It's Lamar Jackson. And I get it. You're laughing at me. I totally get it. His team is 6-4, and his team is bad.
Yeah.
They're terrible.
Sure.
I'm not here to deny that or sugarcoat that. Would you say Lamar Jackson had a really good year last year?
I would say he had an elite year last year.
An elite year. He is better this year already in terms of completion percentage, QB rating, more yards per carry in terms of his rushing. He's played 10 games. He already has 3,000 passing yards and 1,000 rushing yards already. There are like a handful of guys in the history of college football that have done that. And he's already done that for the second straight year. And he's only played 10 games. And also he has no help. No help anywhere. He's playing by himself. He's passed for 3,003 yards, 21 touchdowns, 6 picks, good TDINT ratio, 15 rushing touchdowns. He's accounted for 36 total touchdowns already through 10 games. I just don't understand how you can look at his numbers. He completed 56% of his passes last year, up to 60 this year. He's improved in many categories. His team is terrible, but he's improved in many categories. You're going to leave him out just because his team has 4 losses? Is that the reasoning?
Just because his team has 4 losses? That little nondescript factor? Is that what we're going to dismiss it as?
What he has done...
That's huge, Kelly.
What he has done in the past 2 seasons is absolutely unprecedented in terms of his numbers. It's unreal.
Great college player.
He's not going to win the Heisman.
No.
He gets invited. He gets invited.
Does he?
Yes.
All right,
I
fine.
Think
he
does.
Gets invited, but it's not close. I don't think he gets a first place vote.
It would be tough to give him a first place vote with four losses. And when you add on to that too, Zach, and I'm with you on that, give me the one game that he had a chance to really have a Heisman moment. What game would that have been?
Clemson.
And how did he play?
Terrible.
He was terrible. He was really bad.
And
so
he padded those stats at the end. So those 30
touchdowns
he did. You're going to talk about.
You know he did.
Shouldn't be that high right now.
But, I mean, that's kind of a... He's had to put up a lot of these other stats to either win or keep his team in games. Like, he had to pass for 330 yards to keep it close against Wake Forest. He had to.
I'm with you. I'm just telling I don't think he's top three in the country.
Okay, so who's your number three?
Rashad Penny.
Rashad who?
Rashad Penny.
All right, tell the people about Rashad
about
Penny.
Have
I've
you heard
of
about him.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, is that
barely.
Right? The running back at San Diego State, the guy has just stupid numbers at this point in the season. 229 carries, 1,600 yards, 15 touchdowns. He's got over 200 yards in three games this season, back-to-back in his last two games, 253 against Hawaii and 234 against San Jose State. He's been good.
He's been good.
Real good.
He's been great.
He deserves consideration for the Heisman.
What league is he playing?
In games that he hasn't been good in, games that he was shut down because they loaded the box and forced him to run, they lost. When he's not there, they lose. So for me, the Heisman is essentially the most valuable player. That's how I look at the Heisman, for me at least. Rashad Penny has been the most valuable player to his team. He should win the Heisman. But he's not going to.
The most valuable player on San Diego State is not going to win the Heisman Trophy.
I get it. That's why he's at three. I'm not having this conversation at one.
Okay. So he's at three for you.
He's a top three guy.
You think he will get an invite to New York?
Absolutely. He should, but I don't think he will.
Okay. Yeah. But you think he should?
Yeah.
So you're impressed by his numbers, and I like his numbers.
Well, I don't like the condescending tone in which you said that.
That's because my second guy,
yeah,
his numbers blow this guy's numbers out of the water, and he plays in a Power 5 conference.
Ooh.
Bryce Love has been arguably the most efficient. No, not even arguably. He is the most efficient player in college football. When you look at what he's done, Zach, it's unbelievable. You're impressed by 1,600 yards on 230 carries for Rashad Penny. Bryce Love has 1,600 yards on 181 carries for Stanford in the Pac-12. I know we don't love the Pac-12, but it's still a Power 5 league. He has 1,600 yards, 15 touchdowns, and here's the kicker. I'm gonna say this very slowly because it's outrageous. Bryce Love for Stanford is averaging 9 yards a carry. 9 yards a carry. That is literally a first down a carry, pretty much. 9 yards a carry is unbelievable. Yeah. For reference, Zach,
yep,
your boy Rashad,
yep,
who's been very good, is averaging 7 yards a carry.
He's a good little player.
Jonathan Taylor is averaging 7 yards a carry.
Yep.
Saquon Barkley, 5.4 yards per carry. Derrick Henry, when he won the Heisman, 5.6 yards per carry. Christian McCaffrey, the year he almost won the Heisman,
yep,
6.3 yards per carry for Stanford in the same conference.
Yep.
Bryce Love, 9 yards a carry. Unbelievable.
I'm with you on
okay,
this.
You're with me.
I'm 100%. It's a distant third because when you look at these guys' stats, it's unbelievable. You look at the game log, they played San Diego State.
They did.
He had 13 carries for 184 yards.
He averaged 14.2 yards a
clip. I mean, that's ridiculous. And he made a little house call twice in that game. So, yes, he's the better running back, and I'm not disputing that. I'm just giving my boy Rashad Penny some love.
And he had his Heisman moment against Washington.
Exactly.
I would think. 30 carries for 166 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Go ahead, Sandy. Go ahead. Very good. Exactly. I was literally going to say that, and I'm glad you did.
Sorry. When he didn't
no, no, no.
Play,
perfect, perfect.
When he didn't play, they almost lost to Oregon State.
That's right. They yeah, almost lost to the worst team in their league.
Yeah.
He's so valuable for Stanford. Stanford is 7-3, so, you know, not great. But if they still have to play Notre Dame, so I worry about.
But he's two on your
four
list?
Losses. He's two on my list. He's averaging 9 yards a carry, Zach. 9 yards. That's insane.
He's one on my list.
He has one game all year. Oh, he's one on your list.
Yeah, your boy Baker's at two from me.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. That's interesting.
Hold up. Wait.
Wow.
A minute.
Okay. We'll get to that. I mean, Bryce Love, I think the more points I say for Bryce Love, the more it's going to affect my Baker argument. So I might just stop now. But The fact when you talked about 100-yard games, that's been kind of a measuring stick for us.
Sure.
Bryce Love has had one game all year when he didn't rush for 100 yards, and that's when he was recovering from that injury against Washington State.
Let me ask you this.
9 out of 10 games, he's rushed for 100 yards.
We've also talked about Lamar Jackson and his unbelievable stats.
Right.
And we talked about him losing 3 games.
Lamar's lost 4.
Or 4 games, excuse me. Stanford's lost 3 games.
I know.
That's tough.
And that's why, I'm so glad you bring that up, Zach, because that's why he's not number one on my list.
Tell me about your love affair with Sir Baker Mayfield.
I will tell you.
Please.
In our next segment.
I hate it.
You got to keep the people around. You got to do it, Zach. We will talk number one on the Heisman list. Is it Baker? Is it Bryce? Is it someone else? Let us know. 986-1566. That's the text line. Give us a call. 654-ROAR. 654-7627. Get in with your thoughts. We will continue Out of Bounds in a moment.
Hey, Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
Up next, it's Don Munson with your daily Tiger update, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Relax, we're in Tiger Town. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson for all your financial needs. With products and services like free checking with e-statements, loans for all reasons, the Founders app with mobile deposit and Founders online, you can be all in at Founders and all in with your national champion, Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Preparations continue for Clemson's matchup with the Citadel Saturday in Memorial Stadium. Military Appreciation Day, 12:20 is kickoff. Now, Clemson will enter Saturday's game with a 9-1 record. Of course, a win over the Citadel would give the Tigers a 7th straight 10-win season. The Tigers are currently seeking their 14th 10-win season in history. So a victory over the Bulldogs would mean that Clemson has half of its 10-win seasons in history over the last 7 years. Clemson and Alabama, only programs with a streak of at least 7 straight 10-win seasons. Alabama already has 10 wins this year and a 10-year streak in that category. And of course, a victory on Saturday gives Clemson an 80-14 record over the last 7 years. With a ranking in the top 10 in the AP this week, the Tigers have now been ranked for 48 straight polls, just 2 short of the school record. The streak includes 39 consecutive top 10 rankings. That is the longest in Clemson history by far. Clemson can move into a tie for 6th in terms of the longest streaks of 10-win seasons in FBS history with a win over the Citadel on Saturday. And our report brought to us by Founders Federal Credit Union, the official credit union of the Clemson Tigers.
It wasn't easy starting my own business, but when it came to my internet and phone service, Spectrum Business was a no-brainer.
That's because Spectrum Business delivers the fastest internet starting speeds for less. 100 megs for just $44.99 a month when bundled. Call 888-845-8349.
Spectrum Business had the best deal for me. It was clear and simple and didn't require a contract.
With Spectrum Business Voice, there are no hidden fees, no added taxes, just unlimited local and long distance calling for just $29.99 a month and no contracts.
Who wants to sign a contract when you're just getting going?
So don't settle for less than the best for your business. Call Spectrum Business and get 100 meg internet for only $44.99 a month when bundled with voice for just $29.99 a month and no contracts. Call 888-845-8349 today. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, guys. This is Leah from Local Q, inviting you to join us all football season to watch your favorite teams. We are ready. With DirecTV's complete sports package and over 28 TVs, you won't miss a college or pro game. Check out our game day specials on snacks and beer buckets. You can get all the details at localq.com. Visit us at 30 Orchard Park Drive or order online at localq.com. Remember, we're 21 and up at all times with a valid ID. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
You found your dream home, and now it's time to find mortgage financing. It can be a daunting task. Just what do you look for? How about a Clemson grad born and raised in the upstate that knows the area and offers personalized mortgage experience? Start with Zeke Godfrey at Hanover Mortgage Company. With his 15-plus years in the mortgage industry, Zeke will make your home buying experience a breeze. Let Zeke guide you through the mortgage process smoothly and help get you in that dream home quickly. Call Zeke at Hanover Mortgage today, 864-516-1376.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Where shall we begin?
Out of Bounds is on the air.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
Out of Bounds.
Zach, we have breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. I can't do it as well as Kwok. South Carolina men's basketball has just lost their opener in the Puerto Rico tip-off.
Is this a... I used to call it wrestle backs. What would it be called? Double elimination?
Well, yeah. I mean, you lose and then you go to the loser's bracket. Okay. You still get more games. But South Carolina never led in its opener in the Puerto Rico tip-off that's being played in Conway, South Carolina. Ugh. As the Gamecocks fall to the Illinois State Redbirds, 69-65. That's a tough one. Frank Martin did not look happy. And if I know anything about Frank Martin... I would not want to be in that locker room. Let's just put it that way. I think Frank Martin's gonna be a little mad. Would you say so, Zach?
Yes. Hold on. I'm gonna look up Illinois State basketball.
I don't know much about the Redbirds. I'll be honest. I don't know how they did last year. I don't remember them being in the NCAA tournament.
They are awesome.
Are they in the Ohio Valley?
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
They are.
Not a good team. Not a good team. Shouldn't have lost.
Not a good club. But hey, it's early on. It's tournament ball. You're not quite sure what's going to happen. You're still learning about your team. I still think South Carolina is going to be pretty good, but I do not think a Final Four run is going to, you know, be repeated here. We'll see, though. It's very early, and that's the beauty of basketball. Before we talk a little Baker Mayfield, as we are talking Heisman on this show, I want to tell you guys about Tiger Sports Shop, the store for the Clemson fan by the Clemson fan, founded by legendary soccer coach, Coach Ibrahim, who won two national championships and a bunch of ACC titles in his time at Clemson. His reputation and legacy remain legendary in the Tiger community, and his passion for Clemson has left us with a gem here in Tigertown, the Tiger Sports Shop. They are a Nike provider, orange and purple galore, Tommy Bahama gear available, keychains, bumper stickers, rain jackets, you name it, tons of purple out gear. Get geared up from head to toe this season with Tiger Sports Shop. They have everything you need. They are Clemson's exclusive sideline Nike apparel dealer. Downtown location, 364 College Avenue. Highway location, 1102 Tiger Boulevard. Get your purple out gear right now. Get ready for Saturday for Clemson's final home game. Zach, so you're telling me Bryce Love is number one for you in terms of the Heisman power rankings?
Yes.
You don't think Baker Mayfield deserves to be above him?
No, I do not.
What? Give me your argument against Baker, because I'm going to give you an argument for Baker, obviously. But is it mainly your disdain for Baker, the candlestick maker? I mean, I know people don't like Baker. I get that.
He's a very unlikable dude.
He's unlikable.
Mm-hmm.
But from a pure statistical on-field standpoint,
he's been great.
Do you have an argument against him?
From a statistical standpoint, there's other quarterbacks that have similar stats to him. I know he excels in certain areas.
I would say there's one quarterback that has similar stats to him, and that's Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. But you have him buried at six on your list, don't you?
He's six, but I mean, I really wasn't ranking these. I was just writing them all down.
Your biggest thing between the two of them was?
Baker Mayfield wins big games.
Wins big games, okay.
Mason does not.
Baker Mayfield wins some big games. Let's be clear about that.
Okay, this season, Zach. This season.
You can't have both ways, because there's been multiple players in this conversation that you've talked about multiple seasons.
Well, it's okay. Hold on. Don't misunderstand me. This trophy is for this season.
It is.
I think Lamar Jackson, not that I think we should take into account what he's done before, but inevitably the voters do that. So I think Lamar Jackson will get the invite to New York. So but he has had an incredible year.
Inevitably, people understand that Baker Mayfield will mess up at some point. There's going to be a point in this season where he costs them a game. It's going to happen.
If Oklahoma loses, it will not be Baker Mayfield's fault.
It's like almost a statistical probability that it will happen.
If they lose this year, it will be their defense.
There's a
it will not be his fault.
Every couple of months where Baker Mayfield does something dumb. He had the thing over the summer where he got tackled by the police.
That's not football.
He's due for something dumb on the field soon. It's going to happen. Guaranteed.
So you're telling me Baker Mayfield is going to mess up because he got a DUI 6 months ago?
No, not that. That was just a fun little tidbit.
I know you love bringing that up. I know.
But I truly believe he's going to be a guy that will do something dumb, that will make a poor decision on the field, and it's going to cost Oklahoma. He doesn't show up for all big games. Big game Baker is an illusion of your imagination.
It is, huh? So what big game did he not show up in this year?
This year, he's showing up so far.
This is the 2017
Heisman Trophy. The other seasons throughout this entire thing.
But I was
so
telling
far.
You why they're going to get invited. Yeah. I'm not saying Lamar Jackson's going to win because of what he did last year.
I just don't trust him as a player. Won't do it.
Okay. He has been elite this year. He's completing 71% of his passes, mm-hmm. which is absurd. Mm-hmm. That's insane. He's passed for 3,600 yards, 31 touchdowns, 5 picks, 31-5. He also has 5 rushing touchdowns, 36 total touchdowns. He's the best quarterback in the country. He's the best college quarterback in the country. You can project NFL stuff all you want, and that's not what I'm doing here. We're talking Heisman Trophy. His team has scored less than 30 points once all year. All year. And that was the Texas game where Baker was a little beat up, and that was a rivalry game, and I don't think he had his best contest, but they still won. What he's done, what he did against TCU, he was great. He was great against Oklahoma State. He was great against Ohio State. These are the big games. He also was good against Iowa State. I mean, I don't think it was, and again, I'm not trying to make an excuse. Oklahoma lost to Iowa State. Iowa State is a decent football team that played a quarterback that no one had seen on film. They came to Norman and punked Oklahoma, but that was Oklahoma's defense's fault. Baker Mayfield against Iowa State threw for 300 yards, 2 touchdowns, rushed for a touchdown and 57 yards. His QBR was off the charts. I mean, he didn't throw a pick. Like, it wasn't his fault.
This might be beating a dead horse, but if you put him in literally any other conference in the country, does he have these numbers?
He doesn't have these numbers, but he's still very good.
Is he runaway?
The Big 12
Heisman?
Is conducive to these numbers. I agree with you on that. That's why the two quarterbacks in the country with these crazy numbers both play in the Big 12. But he still, I mean, he maybe hasn't passed for 3,500 yards, but he's passed for 3,000 at this point.
Does that not go into your consideration for the Heisman if you're a voter? Where he's playing his football and who he's playing it against?
I don't think so.
Not at all.
I mean, it matters. It's part of playing for Oklahoma, and it's part of who he is. But, I mean, at that point, are you going to punish Bryce Love because he plays in the worst Power 5 conference in the country?
I'll listen to the argument, though. Absolutely, I will.
I don't think because he plays in the Big 12, he's going to be left. He shouldn't win the Heisman Trophy.
I understand it's your schedule. You play who's in front of you. That there's nothing you can do to control that. But if you're going to break it down and compare them to other players across the country, mm-hmm. there's something to be said for that.
Okay, best defense in the Big 12.
It was supposed to be TCU.
TCU had a top 5 defense in the country going to that game.
Mm-hmm.
Baker shredded them.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio State, do we think that that's not in their conference. They've challenged themselves in the non-conference. Baker threw for 386 yards and 3 touchdowns against Ohio State.
The flag plant was great.
I
loved the flag plant.
Look, I think Baker's a tool. I do. Like he's, I don't like the guy. I think that his attitude and the way he acts sometimes is not, it's not good for the sport, and it doesn't reflect well on him or on Oklahoma at times. But I think he's the best quarterback in college football.
I disagree with that statement, though. I think it's great for the sport.
Well,
I think it's great.
It draws eyes to the TV,
as we've been saying all along, great for the brand. It's fantastic.
Great for the brand.
Because it is. It gives you something to hate. It gives you someone not to like. He's the villain of everything. People love to hate things. They love to hate things.
Yeah, of course. And you have to remember, too, where we are. People in Clemson don't like Baker Mayfield. And I mean, I understand. It's weird for me, though. This hatred for Baker in Clemson is interesting because Clemson has beat Baker. It's not like Baker has ever broken Clemson's collective heart or whatever.
He did a little talking about it.
Tigers have done so well against Baker Mayfield. That's why I don't really understand this disdain. What do you think of this text from the texter in the 864? Kelly, do you realize that the Heisman is supposed to include off-field actions as well? Goes to best player in college football with integrity.
If I mean...
So you think the DUI should... disqualify him from winning a Heisman Trophy?
No, I don't. Was it a DUI? No, wasn't it? It was just a public drunkenness, wasn't it?
I thought it was a DUI. If that's wrong, I'm sorry. I'm spreading the false information. Sandy, will you look up what Baker Mayfield was tackled for? Thank you. I don't know. Why did the cop tackle him? Let's see. Let's double check. I think it's that part, when you bring up the integrity part.
Bodied him.
That is supposed to be there. I think you have that part of the trophy for a guy like Jameis Winston. In when he was up for the Heisman that second year and you were going through all that terrible stuff that he was being accused of, that's when you disqualify a guy. I think when you have a situation like Baker, that doesn't disqualify him from winning the Heisman Trophy.
So because it happened a couple months ago, it doesn't matter now?
But that's a different level. That's not assault.
Sure, but I mean, you're...
JT Barrett has a DUI.
Arrested.
He was
but
charged.
We never remember that.
He was charged with public intoxication, disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and fleeing, according to the Washington County.
Okay, so it wasn't a DUI
office.
Then. Then I take that back. That's even lesser right there.
It's not great.
It's not great.
Integrity.
But
any arrest is
the Heisman
bad.
Trophy winner has to be a perfect human.
I don't, you know what? Call me crazy.
He has to be Deshaun Watson.
But I don't want my Heisman winners being arrested. Like, I don't want you to have a record as a Heisman Trophy winner. That's what I want.
It's a fraternity.
I understand that.
All right.
Wild.
Well, there's a lot of Heisman Trophy winners that we need to kick out now. Then, if you can't have a record,
why is that the thing? Like, I mean, it's not that bad. It's not too much to ask. I don't think.
I am not going to not give. That's a weird sentence. I'm not going to disqualify Baker from winning the Heisman Trophy because he has a public intoxication charge on his record. I'm not going to do it. You might, and that's great. And I respect your idea on it.
He has a public intoxication, a fleeing arrest, resisting arrest. What was the other one?
Disorderly conduct.
Thank you. So he's got four. Four enough for you? Or you need five? Like
I mean...
It's easy here.
So should... You know, JT Barrett has a DUI. Should JT Barrett never win a Heisman Trophy?
JT Barrett's not in this conversation.
He
this
was
year.
A couple weeks ago.
For you, maybe. Not for me, he
was. Well, he was in terms of the national discussion.
No. He's trying to win one.
But that should disqualify him?
I think if you're going to give this award and it's going to be for integrity and on-the-field play... Make it for integrity and on the field play. If you have a record,
that is
if
called
you were
the
arrested,
Scholar Athlete of the Year. That's not called the Heisman Trophy.
If you were arrested, you're cool with the arrest. Where do you draw the line in the arrest? It matters the charge?
I mean, now we're getting so
technical.
Down?
It's not technical. It's what it is.
There's a difference between what Jameis Winston was accused of and what Baker Mayfield has done. Yeah.
Did.
He okay, was but we also know right? what else Jameis Winston did when he stood on that table.
Sure, absolutely.
Like, that is a different situation.
I think he shouldn't have even been in the conversation. I'm with
you. And
him.
He wasn't. I mean, the Heisman voters and really the media took Jameis Winston out of the conversation. Yeah. I think that Baker Mayfield is the best quarterback in the country. If you want to punish him for the off-the-field stuff, I understand it. I'm not going to say you can't. But I don't think that the Heisman voters, if it's just coming down to the Heisman voters, I don't think they'll keep him out. They'll keep him from winning the trophy because he has a disorderly conduct and public intoxication charge on his record.
There's a difference between what you and I think and what we've talked about for these last couple of segments and what's going to happen. What
right.
I think is going to happen.
We don't vote.
We obviously don't vote. They'll play out the season, and I think Baker Mayfield wins the Heisman.
Okay, you do.
I do. I think he comes, it's 1-2, Bryce Love 2, and... Probably Saquon Barkley 3 for some reason.
I don't know about that. But we'll see. It could be Saquon Barkley if he maybe, you know, has a good run to end the year. And he's a big name. But for me, the top three are Mayfield, Love, and Lamar Jackson. Those are three that I think will get the invite to New York. We'll see. I'm kind of intrigued by it. I think this year is more intriguing than ever because you really don't have kind of a favorite or a player that's run away with it. But I think this has been a good discussion, Zach. We've really broken it down. I've enjoyed it because we haven't talked much Heisman at all this year, mainly because there really isn't a Tiger in the hunt. But I think it's going to be fun. We'll see what happens. We're going to get to Brian Edwards in this first segment of hour number three. He's going to talk a little spread picks for us and all that good stuff. And we'll talk best five games of the season so far in college football. Hour three of Out of Bounds will continue after this.